traveling a kuf yurim and aleph, two lines on the bottom of the Mishnah, two lines on the bottom. Shalosh rotzes lo nesuin. There are three different areas of lands in regards to marriage, which means if a person marries in one area, the spouse has a right to say that they want to stay there, and if the one of them wants to move to a different area, they have a right to say we don't want to move. Okay, that's one point. So what are the three places? The Yehuda, Eber Yarden, and HaGalil. So three sections in Eretz Yisrael. Is Yehuda is one section. Three sections. Eber Yarden and the Galil. Okay. Now, so Emetzin Me'ir Le'ir Mikrach Le'krach. Abo Yisuf Oretz Metzin Me'ir Le'ir Mikrach Le'krach. So even though it's they get married in the Galil and they live in an ear, a krach is larger than an ear. So an ear is a medium sized city, a krach is a large city, and a kfar is a village, is a small city, a small town village. So even though they're saying I want to live in the same type of lifestyle, but they say we want to stay in the Galil, we don't want to move to Yehuda. But within what each section, the one spouse has a right to force the other one to join them if they want to move to the same type of lifestyle from ear to ear or krach le krach within the same area. But well, let me ear the crack, let me crackle the ear. So there are advantages of living in a larger city. You have a lot more things, a lot more services available, but it also comes with the noise and the crowding of a larger city. A smaller city has advantages of not having that, but it has the disadvantage of not having the services. So if a person's living in an ear and the spouse says they want to move to a krach, they have a right to say no. Mitzin minova haro lenova hayafa, avolim minova hayafa lenova haro. They want to move out of a dwelling place which is cramped, crowded, difficult. Say, I'm forcing you to join me in the move to better quarters, but not the other way. If it's worse quarters, they can say they can't force it. Even if the issue is moving to another Yafa from another Raw, they can say they refuse to move. Because changing to a new dwelling, even though it's a better surrounding, a better house, etc., less cramped, etc., any change is boidic. If it can test a challenge to the body. So, what's the point of all these things? I mean, the point is if. So the wife refuses. So husband says, it's important enough to the husband that he says, okay, if he refuses, I'd want to give a get. So does he have to pay ksuba or not? If her refusal is halachically acceptable, so of course he has to pay ksuba. If her refusal is not, so he's a right to say, I have a right to make you move. If you're refusing to do that, I'm not going to pay ksuba. That's why it's here. But the it gives you some point of one of the expectations in a marriage of the responsibility of one partner to the other. Gemara says l'nesuin. So Krashi, shalosh rotzes hein, Eretz Yisrael. There are three chalukas, dinyan, nesui isha. There are three different sections in Eretz Yisrael. and they have a difference. Shim nos isha ba'achas mihen. Eno yochel lekoifo leilach acharov mi'eretz al eretz. If he marries a woman in section A, he has no power to force her to join him if he wants to move to section B. Even though it's the same type of living style, from an ear to an ear, from a crack to a crack, crack all of my ear. A crack is much larger than an ear. It's a place where they would have markets. We call Siva of Boyim Sham the Sara. People come from all around surrounding areas. They come there for business purposes. So there's a lot available in a krach, which you can't get in an ear.
How does it work the other way in terms of if a woman says, "Look, I want to, move."
She move whatever up or down?
No. Just sort of a lateral move, right? Now, he can sort of force the lateral move.
Well, she could also. Right. She has the right to say she wants to move, and he has to join her. Uh-huh. If he refuses, or the. If it's that important, there she would have a right to go to Bezdin and request, that the Bezdin should force him. If not, the she had a divorce. It would can't do Bal Karchai, but okay. Remember the first time, and the Morris says, with moving, sound like a krach is very desirable. It has everything available. So why can't you move from an ear to a krach? Shab Nova Yofa Boydik Af Esaguf. Anava Yafa is a test to the goof. Misha Ba Minava Ra. The person is coming from being accustomed to difficult living circumstances. All of a sudden moves into this nice dwelling. It's going to be a test in the body. So a person can get sick from it. So a person is, I don't want to move out, even from another raw to another yafa. So the Gemara, bishlam mikrach leir, to move from a krach to an ear, he has the right to say, I don't want to move. The mikrach shichi kamili, the ear lo shichi kamili. The krach has everything available. There's all different types of items and services, etc. And an ear doesn't have those things, so I don't want to move out of the krach. On the ear, the krach, my time. But why can't they force him to move from an ear to a krach? Living in the krach is difficult. They gave a special bracha to those who are willing to live in Yerushalayim. Because together with having all of the services and all the items available comes the being crowded, etc. Zakrashi, Yeshiva's Krachim Kosha, living in Krachim is difficult. A lot of people live there, but Dachikim, there's Dachik, there's a lot of.
Is it difficult because it was crowded?
Yeah. And we're carving about them to the zoo. They end up moving the houses near each other. Main Sham Avra, you feel like there's no open air spaces. Avir Yesh Ginos or Pradesim, Smuchim Labatim, Avir and Yofa. There's space between the houses, and you can put in a Gino or a Pardes, and you have nice, the air is nice. So, the advantage of living in a small town. Okay, Shimon Gamliel said that even to move from a Nova Raw to a Nova Yafa, you can say no, because it's Baidik. So my Baidik, what do you mean it's Baidik? Kiddushmul. It's Baidik along the lines of the idea that Shmuel said. The Mishmul, Shinivest, Tchilis Karli Mayim. so that any change of something that you're accustomed to, the Veset meaning that that which you're accustomed to, any change of that is beginning of illness. Even if it's an upgrade, it's a shiny vest. Rashi Gamil is saying, even though it's an upgrade from a nava raw to a nava yafa, the change is difficult. It's difficult in the body. Okay. The more says it. Well, we're doing the dorm next. The more in the dorm says it in regards to Shabbos. Even though the food on Shabbos is much better, it's more plentiful, etc. But the more says that that's chilus chayli. People get sick from it. They're not used to having such type of fare. So the more says you can't learn with the Talmidim a new sugya of Gemara, a sugya of learning on Shabbos. You can't force them to learn something new because it's difficult at Shabbos. People have difficulty learning as well as they would like to because Shini Vast Tchilas Chayli. Cholent, they understood the problems of Cholent.
Yeah.
Way back then. Okay. So the more says like this, Kasa B'Sefer Ben Sira. So there's a Sefer which we have called Ben Sira. It's one of the hagiographa. And he has this phrase, Kol Yimei Ani Royim. All of the days of the Ani are difficult, are bad. So the more says, Va'ika Shabbos is Yom Tovim. How can you say that all of the days are bad? They have Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Kedishmol, Damer Shmol, Shini Vest Chilis Chalim Hayim. So the whole week he has this, you know, very, very minimal and very low grade type of sustenance. Even on Shabbos, he's able to get better. So great, he has nice food now. That itself can be bad for him.
True, they're showing the pasuk is from Mishlei.
Yeah, but the pasuk Kol Yimei Ani Royim is the same phrase is found in Mishlei, but I think the whole thought is there in Ben Sira. I did not look it up. Okay. Okay. Ben Sira Omer Af. Furthermore, the Kol Yimei Ani Royim, he says Af Leilo is Bishval Gagim Gagai. His roof is the lowest roof. So all of the whatever comes bops flows off everybody else's roof, it ends up in his roof. If he has a vineyard, he has the one on the highest one up, the most difficult to get to and the least productive. So Mimter Gagim Legagoy. When we offer karma the krum, so all the rain which rains, all the rain which flows up all the other roofs ends up in his roof. Gets the worst. Everybody's runoff runs off into his roof, and that hurts his roof. And all of his good soil, he's the highest one. It runs off from his karim onto everybody else's karim. So even though he's finally able to afford something, he ends up not being able to get the best, and he ends up getting the worst. So Grashi Shini Vest, the field of the type, even though it's a change for good, is challenging to the body. So Shri Mil has the right to say, I don't want to change. Mimraim Homer and Karma, Shay Miyadal Mom and Leakness, Mimokam Tai. We can't afford to buy a Karim in an advantageous place. The kind of Burish Horse, he buys the one up on the top. Anytime he tries to fertilize the field, it just flows off to the ones which are down the mountain. There's a Masara I think the Bach quotes that Ben Sira, his father was Yirmiyahu. And the gematria of Sira Ben Sira is Yirmiyahu. So or Yirmiyahu, I think it's off by one. And the gematria of the gematria of Yirmiyahu is Yud Reish Mem Yud He, and so Ben Yirmiyahu and Ben Sira is Samach Yud Reish Aleph. I mean, it is Yirmiyahu with the bulb. Yeah, so that's the same gematria. The Reish and the Yud are the same, and then Mem Yud Hey and above equals a Samach and an Aleph. 61. So it's 271. And he says that she was his. Yirmiyahu went to the mikvah, and it was. Some zera came out, and there was, somebody else went in, and then it was Nisar Bar Bambati, and that was Mr. Moore talks about such a case. So the Bach says that we have a Masar that's why he was named Ben Sira, because he was Yirmiyahu's son through such a Maisa. Okay, so the Mishnah Komalim Leretz Yisrael.
Does Sira mean something?
That's his name.
Okay.
Komal merits itself. So, so a person can has a right to demand the other members of the family come with him to move to Eretz Yisrael. Men are coming seeing, but the opposite to leave is, that's not true. Komal merits the Yerushalayim. Men are coming seeing. They have a right to so he has a right to say move, even Eretz Yisrael, he has a right to be on him. He wants to say that they should move to Yerushalayim, he can do so. The board is going to discuss what Ena Komitzian is telling me. I mean, the flip side is obvious. If I write to demand move there, we write, obviously that we can't demand that you should move out of it. Okay. Echad Hanoshim, Echad Hanoshim. So the man can force the woman can force the man. So the mission. Also, each of Eretz Yisrael, but Gersh of Eretz Yisrael, no Yisrael Mimos, Eretz Yisrael. So he pays her the currency of the ksuva, which is where he is. But let's say you have the following: Nosa Isha Beretz Yisrael, Begirsha Bekaputskiya. So he married her in Eretz Yisrael, but he divorced her in this area called Kaputskiya, and their coinage was similar names, but the coin themselves were larger coins. And since the value of the coins was based on the metal content, so it says 200 shkolim is 200 shkolim, and 200 shkolim are worth more money. So he's divorcing her in Kaputkia, where the coins are larger and they have more value. So he's not mechuyev to pay. He was mechuyev himself in Eretz Yisrael. So he's mechuyev himself the smaller coinage. So he pays her for more Eretz Yisrael. Now, what about the other way around? No, she should be kaputkiya, migirsha Eretz Yisrael. So Lechara, he was mechayiv himself the larger coinage because he married her in Kibbutzkiyah. Now he's divorcing her in Eretz Yisrael. Lechara, you should pay her the larger coinage. It's like the Mishnah, no. No, it's only Mimos Eretz Yisrael. The Tanakhama says that he pays her for Mos Eretz Yisrael. If you explain why in a second, but let's see, Rishon Mil says, no, no, it's only Mimos Kibbutzkiyah. That since he married her in Kibbutzkiyah, which is a larger coinage, and the same way you're saying that if he married her in Eretz Yisrael and divorced her in Kibbutzkiyah, we're not machayev him the larger coinage, because we go based on where the marriage was. So if vice versa, if he marries her in Kibbutzkiyah and divorces her in Eretz Yisrael, so we go based on where he got married. So he has to pay the larger coinage, even though he's divorced here in Eretz Yisrael. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel. So what's up in the Tanakhama? Tanakhama holds the Ksuba is the Rabbanon, and so they put a leniency in that we always are mechayiv him the lesser amount. So if he marries her in Kibbutzkiyah, divorces in Eretz Yisrael, he pays it for Mos Eretz Yisrael because they're smaller. If he marries her in Eretz Yisrael and divorces in Kibbutzkiyah, he pays him Mos Eretz Yisrael because they're smaller. So it's part of the kulas of Ksuba, which the more it ties in, if Yom Ksuba is the Rabbanon, we had before way back when in Daf Yud, if Yom Ksuba is the Rabbanon, they were Mekel and they weren't Mechayiv, the larger amount. And moreover, there assumes Shem Gamil holds Ksuba is the Raisa. Ksuba is the Raisa, you don't have this leniency, and you would go, but then it's these Chayivus is not always the Chumrah, it's based on where the person got married. No, it's Yishev Kibbutzkiyah, but Gershev Kibbutzkiyah, no, it's Yishev Mimos Kibbutzkiyah. Okay.
Best thing is the right to be to specify.
Right, they specify. The Rashi Komalin, as Komane Besoy, Adam Kepel Lalis, Relation of Imar Birushalayim, he can force the family to move with him to up to Eretz Yisrael. Echad of Anashim, Echad of Anashim, it goes both ways. For Isha Kaifez Baal, a woman can force her husband, Lalos, to move up, Velodashom, and live there. Vimlav, Yertzibit and Ksuba, Kedektanim, Rebraisa, Vigamar Behed. So, just, you know, for comparison's sake, if a woman come along and say, well, she lives in Chicago, she says, you know what, I want to move to Cleveland. Right, got to move to Cleveland. Husband says no. She says no. We got to move to Cleveland. The husband says fine. You want to move to Cleveland? Move to Cleveland. But I'm not going. So he can divorce her. He doesn't have to pay ksuba because she's the one who's creating the problem. He's willing to stay married. He says I want to move. So that's a valentine. So he doesn't have to pay ksuba. But over here, if that would be the situation, the woman says I'm moving there. So no matter what, even if I get to have to get divorced. She has the right to be tevei him. He refuses to go, so he has to beg suba. That's the point that we're saying over here. The coinage in Kibbutzkiyah was larger coins, and they weighed more than the coins in Eretz Yisrael. So the more I call Malin, so you take everything up. So if he has an Eved Ivri, he can force the Eved. He has Eved Kanani, he owns Eved Kanani. So it's not a parsha of Mal forcing him to go. He takes it. But if he has an Eved Ivri is a Shibud. So Eved Ivri says, I don't want to move. So the luck is that no, that he can force him to go. So the more Lamanda Tony Avadim Behadja, there is a version which has Avadim explicitly in the Mishnah that they can be forced to go. So what's the Hakol Malin Lasuyamai? Lasuyamai Nobar Yafa Ayafala Nobar Harah. Okay, so even if moving from where they are outside of Eretz Yisrael, you're living in a Nova Yafa, and all that's available in Eretz Yisrael is a Nova Roa, even so, he has a right to be Mala. So Komal, and even a person in those circumstances, where they would end up living in cramped quarters, etc., they have a right to force to go, and the other person refuses, it's a grounds for being Mechai of them, a divorce with compensation. Okay. So what's that? So what's that coming to tell me? Let's see. My let's see. Yeah, Evan Shabarach Mechutz Loritz Loritz. So the this don't have a Kanani. Never runs away. Moves to Eretz Yisrael. He says he wants to stay in Eretz Yisrael, and the master says they want him back. The Rinalei Zavne Hocha Bazil. So we tell the master, you want your Eben back, that's nice, go join him in Eretz Yisrael if you want. If not, sell him to somebody in Eretz Yisrael and go back to where you are, but you can't take him back with you to Chutz Lars. He has a right to say he wants to stay in Eretz Yisrael, and you can't be mitzi him. So sell your Eben Kanani to somebody here and then goodbye. And the reason is Mishum Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. This will add to the populace in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why the Eved Kanani has a right to say that he wants to stay, and Bezdin will respect that. You're living in the Galil in this very nice house, and they want him to Yerushalayim in these very cramped apartments. So he has the right to force that. So even if they're living in Yerushalayim in another harah and they want to move to another yafa, so the one partner cannot force the other one to do that. And of course, that's pretty obvious. If they can force them to move from outside of Yerushalayim to Yerushalayim, from a Nova HaYafa to a Nova HaRa, so obviously you cannot force them to leave from a Nova HaRa to a Nova HaYafa. Of course, you're right. Since it's said in the Reish, it's said in the Seifa also. Tarabonon, who are Merlalas? Who are Shalalalas? The man says that to go up there to Israel, the woman refuses. So Kavana Solalus Bimla Tetsi Beloik Suva. He has the right to force her to go. And if she refuses, it's grounds for divorce. He does not have to pay a ksuva. Here Maris Lalus Wemer Sholalus, she says she wants to go and he says no. Kavana Solalus, we can force the husband to join her. Bimla Yotibit Ksuva. Even though she's the one who's pressuring for the divorce, she has the right to get her ksuva. Vice versa, they're in Eretz Yisrael. And he marries Lotzeis, where Mershalo Lotzeis. She says to leave, and he says no. So Kavana Shalo Lotzeis, we can force her not to leave. If she wants to leave, take the bill of ksuba, so the husband will divorce her and not pay ksuba. Who are merlotzeis? We hear merlotzeis. The husband says to leave, and the woman says stay. So karvan asher shlotzeis. We say that he has to stay. Vimlav, if he refuses to stay, so yotem mitzvah ksuba. So she has a right to say, I'm not leaving. Give me a divorce. And even though she's the one who's instigating the divorce, she still gets a ksuba. He can force Eved Ivri to join him to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Vaidi the Tani, so we said in the Yerushalayim that not to leave even from a Nova Harol and Nova Yafa. So what's the Kiddush? If we said that we can force to leave from outside of Yerushalayim, from a Nova HaYafa and a Nova HaRoa, obviously you don't leave Yerushalayim for a Nova HaYafa. It's not necessary to say that. The kibbutz nash mean the mal and the minava hayafel and nava ra. Koshkei dein mesiyah and afilim in the minava ra layafel. So there's no chiddush in that. Lalitz means mechutz loritz laritzis mechain mishar gvulim yishalayim. The same halacha conversation would be go from the other flights of Eretz Israel to go up to Yerushalayim. That's a great. The man or the woman can force that, and if the other person refuses, it's a grounds for divorce. Lot says me Yerushalayim the gvulim or miaretz mechutz loritz, and they have a right to say we're not leaving. So choices. Who are malalalis? Who are malalis? This halacha does not apply nowadays. Because there's the travel is dangerous. So the person has the right to say that I'm not going to go because the travel is dangerous. And that's not a grounds for divorce. We don't force the spouse to go along. And they say, I'm not going along. They say, okay, well, I'm going anyway. And you can do that, but the woman would not be compensated in that situation with the ksuba. Why Amar Rabbeinu Chaim? The Achshav Eino Mitzvah Lo Deber Eretz Yisrael Ki Yesh Kama Mitzvahs Atlius Boretz Kam Oinshim They Don't Yechal Not Lizer Behem V'Lam Et Olay. Rabbeinu Chaim says that living in Eretz Yisrael is difficult halachically, and it's not easy to become all the halachas. So once upon a time when they had everything set up appropriately, it was easier to do so. So with the mitzvah living in Eretz Yisrael comes the responsibilities, which were more possible to do, but nowadays they're difficult to do. And so that's an argument to say that you should not go. Fine, let's hold it here.
That's a